Deseret News. I'm John Scott. It remains uncertain whether Israel will launch an all-out invasion of Rafah. Israel has said that an assault on Rafah is crucial to its goal of destroying Hamas after the terrorist group's October 7th attack on southern Israel that left 1,200 dead and 250 seized as hostages. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's ill-advised for President Biden to threaten the withholding of weapons if Israeli forces attack Hamas in Rafah.
Potentially disastrous, extremely dangerous, unfair. It's a message to Hezbollah, to Iran, that it's open season on the Jewish state.
Oren interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A shipment of humanitarian aid has left a port in Cyprus and is on its way to the U.S.-built pier in Gaza. The first delivery to the newly built ramp, according to Cyprus' foreign minister. Also at SRNNews.com, the Trump criminal trial back in session. Entering court, the former president suggests all the police protecting his trial could be better employed at New York campus protests.
They don't have them at Columbia. They don't have them at NYU or any other places. This is like an armed camp down here, and you have nothing to worry about. Believe me, your problem is from the left. It's not from the right. Big problem from the left. It's from within our country.
Meanwhile, Republicans are welcoming a police crackdown that cleared a pro-Palestinian tent encampment at George Washington University. That led to the arrest of 33 protesters. The unemployment rate ticked up last week, rising by more than 22,000. The Dow had 188 points, and the NASDAQ is adding 35 points. This is SRN News. The Boy Scouts changing their name.
Some years ago, the iconic organization began to admit girls and boys who were living as girls and girls who were living as boys. So perhaps it should come as no surprise that the Boy Scouts will now be called Scouting America. Leaders of the organization say they want to project a, quote, more gender-inclusive tone. Meanwhile, membership in the Boy Scouts, by whatever name, continues to decline. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some analysts believe former President Trump will win more Jewish votes this November because of President Biden's mishandling of anti-Semitism epidemic on college campuses. Mr. Biden, already under pressure from pro-Palestinian groups for his support of Israel. Meanwhile, Trump spokesman Caroline Levitt says Jewish Americans and Jewish leaders around the world recognize that President Trump did more for them and the state of Israel than any president in history. This is SRN News. Federal investigators say they have significant safety concerns about a Ford SUV recall repair that doesn't fix fuel leaks that can cause engine fires. Rich Thomason has more.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is demanding volumes of information from the automaker as it investigates the fix in a March 8th recall of nearly 43,000 Bronco Sport and Escape SUVs with 1.5-liter engines. Ford says the SUVs have fuel injectors that will crack, allowing gas or vapor to leak near hot engine parts, and that can cause fires. Rich Thomason reporting.
TikTok will start to automatically label content that's made by artificial intelligence when it's uploaded from certain platforms. TikTok says its efforts are an attempt to combat misinformation from being spread on its social media platform. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.